It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you're in the Portmarnock area, why not pop by the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill below our studio here is well worth a visit, and the hotel is well worth staying in if you're looking for somewhere in North County Dublin to base yourself while you're on a little break around the capital. So, what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? One of our listeners has been in touch with us, and the listener's name is Vania. Very unusual name, never heard it before, but there you go. And it says, please, please, please talk about this and warn your listeners. That Barbie Kardashian has been released from prison, and I am terrified, as are my daughters. We won't know where she is living. My daughters are both in college in Limerick and are terrified that she is out on the streets. Have we not got a right to know where this dangerous person is? Firstly, she shouldn't have been released. She is a danger. And secondly, why isn't she being sent back to Brazil? We don't need someone that dangerous on our streets. The government need to do the right thing and deport this individual. Please highlight this. It's not a racist thing. This woman is extremely dangerous. Now, the story that Vania is talking about is yesterday's release of convicted transgender prisoner Barbie Kardashian, who, by the way, a court heard posed a significant threat to the general public. Anyway, Barbie Kardashian has been released from Limerick prison, where she'd been serving a sentence for making threats to torture, rape and kill her mother. 23-year-old Kardashian is to be the subject of a 2-year post-supervision release order previously imposed at Limerick Circuit Court. But mind you, she was released from prison yesterday and was free to talk to a podcaster outside Limerick prison. And I'll explain a little bit about that in a second. But anyway, Kardashian, who was born a male named Gabriel Alejandro Gentile, but who changed his name to a she by deed poll and now identifies as female, served 2 years and 6 months of a 5.5-year sentence, of which the final 12 months were suspended. Anyway, the bottom line is that this individual has been released from prison. And I want to, firstly, I want to give credit to a podcaster called Paddy O'Gorman. Paddy is a journalist of many years.
Good friend of ours as well.
Worked with RTE for many, many years. And he now does a podcast, and I'm going to give him a plug. His podcast is called Paddy's Podcast. And Paddy was outside Limerick Prison yesterday when Barbie Kardashian was released from prison. And just to give Paddy a proper plug, the episode of the podcast is Season 8, Episode 1, Barbie Released from Prison is the name of the episode, if you want to check it out. But I'm going to just play a couple of little bits from this interview. It's about a half an hour interview with Barbie Kardashian.
It's really good stuff.
It really is good stuff. And it's good stuff, and it's sad stuff.
It is sad.
So let me just, whilst in prison, Barbie Kardashian was charged with making threats against a prison officer and the governor of the prison. Now, she was found not guilty in that particular case. Had she been found guilty, she wouldn't have been released from prison yesterday. But anyway, let's just have a listen to some of the... So again, found not guilty of making threats against the governor and a prison officer. But here's what she said to Paddy about that case.
Not guilty, but to be honest, like, they deserved it. Like, they deserved they deserved to suffer, you know. Like, they deserved to have my regret is not carrying out the threats, you know. Like, I really wanted to use an object to rape them, because I'm a woman and women rape using objects.
Okay, so that's somebody who's completely unrepentant for the threats made against the prison officer and the governor. And there's some bits in the rambling interview with Paddy O'Gorman where she continued to maintain that she would fulfill those threats in time. Here's another bit of this is the one that has gone kind of viral on video.
So, like, I don't view myself as being a risk to the public in general, but just certain members of the public. My mother, Maria Gentile, my father, Alessio Gentile, also the governor of Limerick Prison. I don't, if I can't find my, I don't know where my parents are, but if I can't find my parents, I will murder.
I mean, that is a direct threat. I will murder. Now, for somebody to have been just released from prison and within minutes being interviewed outside the prison and making threats like, I will murder.
And I would assume, I'm not that well up in the law, but I would assume that that would be a breach of the
conditions. I would have thought so, yeah. Conditions. I would have thought so. And I would like to think that it should be picked up and put back in prison. But let me just play one more little extract from Paddy's podcast, and it's this, and this is Barbie talking about how she has a career in mind.
Are you using she pronouns, by the way?
I'm deliberately doing it. She has expressed a career that she wants to get into in the years ahead.
I hope to get surgery in the future, and I want to become a porn star in the future. I'm a female porn star. So I basically want to get fucked on camera.
Yeah.
You know, I basically want the camera to zoom into my pussy while I'm getting fucked. I would only do porn after my surgery.
Okay, so that's the career that Barbie Kardashian envisages for herself. Anyway,
okay,
this raises the whole issue of people being genuinely concerned about the release of this individual from prison. Now,
by the way, I think, you know, most podcasts we do, it's 50-50. Half of the people feel one way and the other half feel the other way. And we normally have a debate. But I'm not expecting, and I don't particularly want, I don't think anybody would say that this individual should be on the streets. I think everybody, maybe I'm wrong, am I wrong? But I would imagine 100% of people listening to this podcast are in agreement that Barbie Kardashian, by his own admission or her own admission, is a danger. Now she says, or he says in the interview there, that she's only a danger to her parents. Now obviously, what I
And the governor of Mountjoy Prison.
And the governor of Mountjoy Prison.
Of Limerick Prison, yeah. Sorry.
Now, what I can take from this is, and Adrian mentioned this a few minutes ago, is the sad aspect of it, okay? This is a very dangerous individual. There's no getting around that. But it's also, we need to be very conscious about mental health here, because this is one screwed up person, okay? This is one screwed up person. And, you know, making fun of someone that has unresolved trauma, which I would imagine, and I believe from reading some of the stories, things happened in his childhood that has caused major trauma.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to be conscious of that. And someone whose mind is thinking that way, it baffles me how this person was released from prison, how a parole board sat down and said...
I don't think there was any parole board because it wasn't such a sentence. She completed her sentence. She's been in prison, by the way, since September 2020. She was moved to Limerick Prison, where she was housed in the women's unit, but was kept away from the general population. So she was in the women's prison, but she was kept away from the general population. In fact, she described it as hell on earth.
And I mean, Kathleen is saying there she's not the full chill, and that kind of commentary doesn't help Kathleen. Well, clearly, he is a very, very troubled individual. And this is making excuses, by the way, because I still said the person is dangerous. But they are also a very, very troubled individual. And my question would be, has this person not been psychologically assessed before being released?
Again, she was released with a 25% remission, has been behind bars since September 2020, so that is 5 years ago, and with remission,
was released from prison. Now, I'm told, my sources in Limerick Prison told me earlier
sources
on today.
Sources in Limerick Prison?
Yeah, sources in Limerick Prison.
Okay, I'll go with
told
that.
Me earlier on today that this individual knew how to play the system, took all of the counselling that was offered, and basically knew how to play the system and was released from prison within the 25% remission time. So end of. Played the system and knew how to get released.
So, if you pare back the whole thing that people are being fixated on, that it's whether or not this person is male or female or what they identify as far as I'm concerned, that's irrelevant to this conversation, how this person identifies. The bottom line here is you have a very, very troubled, I'd hate to be inside that person's head, Barbie Kardashian, a very, very troubled person that has unresolved childhood trauma that I think in that interview that we didn't play, he did mention that at some stage as well about childhood trauma. So we have a very, very troubled individual. So let's forget about how the person looks, okay, how they come across, their name, the whole lot. That is all irrelevant. This is an individual. And even if you look at the videos, you can see the trouble in that person. That person should not be...
And the scary part about it is that...
Jeremy, it's still no excuse for the threats. Nobody said it was, Connie. Not once did I say... Those threats are absolutely disgusting.
Absolutely disgusting.
But what I'm saying is making fun of the person and making fun of the way they look doesn't solve anything. We have a person here who has been failed by the mental health, I presume there's been mental health charities dealing with her or dealing with him.
No, I mean, if you think she's 23 now, she's been in prison since she turned an adult.
Yeah.
So no, she probably, the only engagement with mental health services has been through the prison system. She's been in there since she was 18.
But I'm not a psychologist, yeah? And after listening to just those three clips of him talking to Paddy O'Gorman, I can tell that this person is troubled.
Oh, no, 100%. And the most worrying part is that Kardashian is completely unrepentant of the crime that she was convicted of.
That's very worrying.
And of the other case against her about making threats against the governor and a prison officer, completely unrepentant, and in fact almost vowing to follow through with those threats. Now, how somebody who is unrepentant and threatening to follow through on threats is released from prison is beyond me, I have to be honest. Kelly, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Kelly?
Good, how are you?
Good, thanks, Kelly. Kelly, what's your reaction to this story of this individual being released from prison and what our listener said, this person should be deported to Brazil, should not be out on the streets, is a danger to everybody. What do you say to all that?
First of all, what Jeremy just said there was absolutely, so hypocritical. It's a troubled person. But would you say that everybody that threatens rape and violence is a troubled person? Because I remember specifically even when your man threatened Mary Lou McDonald and Drew Harris, scum, lock them up. This apparently now is a troubled person. So,
oh no! I did say about the video that appeared when your man had the sock over his head as a balaclava, threatening Mary Lou McDonald. I could tell that person was troubled as well. But my point still stands. The ones that are troubled like that, yeah, are the ones that you have to look out for. And trust me, I know this, Kelly. Having someone who had a stalker for 3 years who threatened my family, my wife, and my kids, and ended up in court over it. She was a troubled person before, and that was their argument in court when I stood up on the stand to give evidence. I said, because her legal team were saying that she's troubled and all that, and mental health issues. They're the people who you have to worry about. And you know, I'm agreeing with you on this. I think Barbie Kardashian is a danger to people on the streets. So I'm not using.
If you give them excuses, that's this is the reason why people don't get convicted. If you say, "Oh, they're troubled, that they had trauma, they have childhood this, that, and the other," that's why people they use that to get away with what they're getting away with. If you look back, you've got this king that got let out of Limerick, absolute disgrace. You know, you've got that other man, can't even think of his name, going around threatening to kill women and babies, let back out. But yeah, the fella that threatens Mary Lou McDonald, the commissioner, custodial sentence straight away. Simon Harris gets a threat online. Oh, let's bring in every resource we can to find out who it is, because we can't be having that. People that threaten rape, and killing women and kids that just let wander the streets. And it's, do you know what? I will say it on right now. It's triggering for me as a person who's still waiting for my attacker to be arrested, let alone convicted. And it just really pisses me off that these animals can walk around making these threats and now apparently, oh, they're troubled. Is my attacker troubled?
No, I'm saying they were troubled as in the person shouldn't be out. The person, that person, if we're talking about Barbie Kardashian, that person should be still locked up as far as I'm concerned.
Whoever turned the key and let them out that door should be charged with endangering the public.
Yeah, and it wasn't. And people.
Whoever supposedly the psychologist that dealt with them to see were in a fit state of mind to leave should be sacked and, you know, held accountable for anything that they put their hands on anybody.
I'm sorry,
it's a walking disgrace.
I'm sorry, Kelly, people were saying it's the government's fault. The government have no control over sentences that are handed down. This original sentence was handed down by at the time who was looking after the case, and I thought the sentence was very lenient.
No, but where is the protection then for women when these threats are being made? I mean, that person is making threats to their own family, you know, and openly saying it in public, and nothing. I don't know whether they will. I hope they are arrested and locked back up, but. This is the thing. These people are dangerous to women and kids, and they let roam the streets. But, you know, call in all the resources to protect the man. And it's just infuriating as a woman who has been has been at the other end, the receiving end of something like this, whether other women as well, threats, physical rape, everything. It's just infuriating to see these people still walking free when I am crippled by anxiety every day. I am screaming for my attacker to be arrested. It's just, you know, but it just pisses me off that, you know what, mostly the problem is men are making these decisions, judges, commissioners, you know, sergeants, and all these people, you know, from the top tier to the bottom, it's mostly men.
And you know what else, Kelly, is worrying as well, is that at this very moment, you, me, in fact, most of the people listening to this have no idea where this person, Barbie Kardashian, is at the moment.
We believe in Dublin, but we don't know Dublin. We also believe that part of his release conditions was that he is being monitored by Gardaí.
How is that being done, though?
I don't know, is the honest answer to that. But we've been assured that he's being monitored by Gardaí for the next 2 years. So... But it is still, a lot of people are very, very concerned.
Yeah, well, I think every person, sexual, you know, offender is as dangerous as the next one. And when I reported mine over a year ago, I contacted him only a few weeks ago to find out an update. We don't know where he is. I found him to give the address. I found where he works to give the address, and still none. The guards couldn't even do it. I had to track him down so they could find him, but they still haven't even gone about it. I'm saying, and all I said to the guards, not about me, not about me. I used to give him a chance to do it to somebody else. This shouldn't take so long. And the threats are made for this person or whatever. They shouldn't be given the chance to do it to somebody else. When does, like, somebody is going to have to be collateral damage for them to take something like this seriously? It's absolutely ridiculous.
All right, do me a favour. Stay on the line there for 1 second if you can, please. Our number is 085 825 2626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation. We're talking about the release from prison yesterday of Barbie Kardashian. Released from Limerick prison, having been detained in prison since September 2020. The court was told at the time that she posed a significant threat to the general public. Was released from prison where she was serving a sentence for making threats to torture, rape and kill her mother. And interestingly, yesterday, more or less repeated that that was still on the table. Have a listen to this.
So, like, I don't view myself as being a risk to the public in general, but just certain members of the public. My mother, Maria Gentile, my father, Alessio Gentile, also the governor of Limerick Prison. If I can't find my, I don't know where my parents are, but if I can't find my parents, I will murder.
If I can't find my parents, I will murder.
And are you trying to tell me that the police know where this individual is at the moment?
Yes, apparently. Apparently. I don't know. I'm not on Garda Síochána, but yes.
And by the way, again, a lot of people...
Individual is subject to a 2-year post-supervision release order.
So has to go to a police station every couple of days or whatever. And again, people were on social media So stupid, blaming the Gardaí for this. The Gardaí had no hand in part in the release of this person. The Gardaí did not control the sentences handing down. And from speaking to guards as well, they get as frustrated as the rest of us do when they do all the work to track someone down and get them before the courts and all that, and then for a judge to hand a lenient sentence. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Mick, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Mick?
Oh, good. Here, Jim. Yeah, this story and all that. I fully believe this. It should start making insane asylums great again, because the people like that are a danger to society. And all this trans madness and all that as well. They're using the transgender card to basically excuse to rape people and all that. Like, it's just, it's not just a mental illness. It's full blown insane asylum kind of person. If you know what I mean.
So when you hear that somebody like this is released, and by the way, this has been flagged for quite some time, the release of Barbie Kardashian. It has been flagged for quite a while. When you hear of somebody like that being released with 25% remission after the threats made against his or her mother, what do you think?
Like I say, they should be thrown in the loony bin. That people like that shouldn't be allowed to be walking the streets. And like I say, and people using the transgender card there to go into a women's prison as well. He might fucking rape someone there while he was in jail there as well. You never know that.
No, we assume that something like that didn't happen, or there would have been charges there as well. But no,
By the way, my understanding of it, Mick, from looking it up, my understanding is what when Barbie Kardashian was in prison was not in general population.
I've already said that. Yeah, it wasn't in the general population. It was kept in isolation, basically.
Yeah.
But I know it does raise the whole argument over transgender people in prisons and whatever.
Well, but Barbie Kardashian isn't transgender just yet. Barbie still has all the male.
There's no transgender at the end of the day. Two genders at the end of the day. People just using the transgender getting into women's prisons, like weak men going into women's sports and all that. Like, it's just, to me, it's just a mental illness, basically. And it's been proven that as well.
And when you hear somebody like that, having been released from prison, continuing to show no remorse at all for the crimes that he or she has been convicted of, no remorse for other crimes and threats against prison officers and so on, do you think that person should be rearrested, or do you think that just like was suggested from Vania, who our listener who sent it in the first place, that person should actually be deported out of this country, originally from Brazil, deported out of Ireland?
I just reopen the loony bins and all that, and just throw people like that in there.
I know, we literally don't have loony bins, and we don't have places that you can just throw people into. And I know what you're saying, and I kind of agree that we do need to have somewhere to put somebody like this, but we don't. That's the problem. We don't sentence somebody indefinitely to time behind bars because they're mentally ill. We just don't do it.
The judicial system in this country is an absolute joke as well. But like I say, people getting away with murder and all that, like, only do 2-3 years in the nick and all that as well. And like I say, the whole country's a fucking joke anyway.
Do you think then that people have a reason to be fearful of this individual back in our streets
100%,
again?
100%. And I'll tell you one thing as well. Don't be surprised if vigilante groups go after this guy as well. Now, I can't call him. He's a biological dude at the end of the day, so I'm going to call him a man. I wouldn't be surprised if vigilantes go after him and do their own sort of justice because like I say, 2 years supervision order, no, it's not good enough. Like, he's a danger. Like, he's already raped, like I say, and sex cases like that are always, they're always going to re-offend as well because they just love the buzz of doing such degenerate acts.
All right, so you obviously would like to see somebody like him permanently locked up, but like I said, unless unless this person commits another crime and ends up back in prison again. Now, I believe he's already committed another crime, and that is to reiterate his threats against his mother, against the prison guard warden, to repeat those threats, to be recorded making those threats, I believe is enough to...
Break parole.
Yeah, to take him back into prison again.
But he's breaking parole.
But we'll have to see what actually happens. Stay with me for a second. Our number is 085-825-2626. If you want to comment on this, send us a WhatsApp or a WhatsApp voice note. What should be done with somebody like Barbie Kardashian, who has completed their prison term, released from prison, and is now free amongst us, albeit under supervision? Let me bring in Darren on this.
Jeremy, you are literally condoning it, making excuses for it. Mental health. He's just a fucking psychopath. Openly airing his opinion, saying he's going to murder someone. If that was anyone else, they'd be locked up and thrown away. If that was anyone else making threats, or if there's someone making threats against a trans person, they'd be fucking up in front of a judge. You're literally condoning this, which is absolutely horrific, and it's irrelevant what the fuck he is, male or a female. He's an absolute scumbag, a danger to society.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Can I just address Darren's message before the break? Again, always simplistic, Darren. You always hear things that you want to hear. I didn't condone for one moment. Did I condone the behaviour or the actions of Barbie Kardashian? In fact, I said the person is a danger to society. And I wasn't using mental health as an excuse. What I said, like you said, on one hand, it's not about mental health. This person is batshit crazy. Psychotic. Psychosis is a form of mental health disorder, Darren, if you knew anything about mental health. And this person is clearly disturbed. Yes? Would you say that as well?
Absolutely, yeah.
Has disturbing thoughts and should not have been released. So I'm actually agreeing with you. But again, Darren, you'd argue that the sky was green, just to argue. I said that Barbie Kardashian should not be on the streets. And I said it is the people that have psychological issues, which clearly Barbie Kardashian does have psychological issues, that need to be watched more. So I'm actually agreeing with you. So would you ever piss off?
And just in relation to something that was mentioned a couple of minutes ago, Kardashian does have 15 previous convictions, all for violent crimes, including sexual assault when aged just 13.
Jesus.
13. Anyway, John, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, John?
How are you doing, lads? How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks, John. What do you want to say on this?
I suppose I'm the same as everybody else. You know, I'm deeply disturbed that this individual is being let into this, back into the public. I would say this, lads, and you know, this is the way I, you know, feel about this. Upon release, when he, she, or whatever it is, was getting released, it should have been straight into the back of the Garda van and straight to Dublin Airport or any other airport, whatever was closer, and straight onto a plane and flown back to, you know, the country of origin, as far as I'm concerned. Because let's put it this way, lads. Let's say Barbie Kardashian, you know, moved down the road from me, say. I can guarantee you this. She wouldn't be living there, or he wouldn't be living there for very fucking long, you know. And that's the truth of it. And I know this is going to cause trouble, because wherever this place is that this individual goes to, it's going to be ran from no matter where they go. So, you know, you can't hide something like that, you know. And why is Ireland becoming a magnet for these fucking lunatics anyway? You know, who's letting them in the first place? And when they're letting them commit the crimes, and they're letting them back into the public.
This individual didn't just arrive yesterday. This is my point.
You know, these individuals are committing to crimes in Ireland, and they're letting straight back into the public. Like, how the fuck is this woke? You know, like, I was scratching my head, and I seen Daniel were talking about it this morning when you said it, and I was like, how does this work? Who's behind the scenes here that these think it's a good idea to release this lunatic back into fucking public population? You know, when they know quite well, I know that about it, because actually it's going to get seriously hurt. Yeah, it's because somebody's going to knock it the fuck out and probably hurt it if it comes near them. And I would too if it came near me. So for even to listen to her there on the podcast and saying what she said, that she's going to do this, she's going to do that, and she's going to, you know, here, she should have been reinvested. You know, we can't have even saying that. and not brought back to prison, not brought back to a mental institution, brought straight to Dublin Airport and get the fuck onto that plane, you, and send two guys with her to escort her back to, as I said, the country of origin, and leave her there and ban her from the Ireland of Ireland for the rest of our fucking days, you know?
And I think an awful lot of people feel the same. But do you believe that people have a reason to be fearful?
100%. 110%. I wouldn't want that around the fucking 5 mile radius of me, you know, or me kids, or anybody else of my family members. Of course I wouldn't.
Now, what she said in front of the microphone yesterday was, I'm not a threat to the general population, but I am a threat to three individuals, my father, my mother, the prison governor. They are direct threats, but claiming that she's not a threat to the general population.
If she's a threat to them people, she's a threat to everybody as far as I'm concerned, you know. And the fact of the matter is that these threats are, I don't understand why she hasn't been picked up or he hasn't been picked up yet, you know, because if anybody else said the same thing on release from prison, I can fucking guarantee you they would have been lifted out of it, you know. And making threats to a governor about the prison, fucking hell. Like, whatever about the mother and father, you know, if you're threatening a fucking government or a governor of a prison, you would have think on top by now that somebody would have picked that yoke up and said, listen, here, enough of your fucking yap, get back into that lavender. You know, I just don't understand it, lads. This is Ireland's now.
Yeah, we can
look
only,
at the fucking state of the place.
The only excuse I can give for this is they do not know about it. They haven't.
They fucking have to do. The whole country knows, Jeremy. The whole fuck. I seen all this yet. Everybody's seen it. Of course they did, Jeremy. You know, the fact of the matter is, and they do know about it. And here's another thing, guys, what you said there. Given police supervision. As you said, who the fuck is watching this clown? Who's watching monitoring this?
Okay, here's the thing. I don't know how the monitoring goes for people who are released under those conditions. I do know they generally have to sign on to the local Garda station once a week or whatever the case may be. Adrian claims that the guards know where Barbie Kardashian is right now. We don't have a tagging system in Ireland, which is ridiculous, where in the UK they wear the bands around their ankles. So as far as we're concerned, as members of the public, Barbie Kardashian could be in any of the counties at the moment.
Could be, but we're being told that she is subject to a 2-year supervision, post-supervision release order. So
there you go. Go out and do what you want. Literally, Adrian. Go out and do what the fuck you like. You know, isn't that crazy, lads, isn't it? It's Northern a great fucking place, isn't it? Honestly. And it's great at protecting the citizens. We've only seen there, and I said it to you on your show there a couple of weeks back, that lunatic with 10 aliases running around fucking attacking people. And there it is there, you know. So we're like, again, on locking these people up, straight away back to the airport and straight back to their origin of country. Like, how fucking hard is this, you know? I just don't get it, lads. I can't get my fucking head around this for 1 minute. I really can't.
I was reading earlier on that the probation report cited major concerns that she was completely unremorseful and posed a high risk of serious reoffending.
Sorry, that was so cold. When you hear her or him in the interview talking about and there's obviously big issues between Barbie Kardashian and the parents and whatever childhood he had when he was a kid, serious issues. But when you hear just the callous, the cold.
In fact, 5 different psychiatrists assessed her, all warning of a real danger she could act on her violent fantasies. Now, that really is very, very, very concerning.
And this is frustrating for the Gardaí as well.
Yeah, of course it is. They didn't release her from prison. Michelle, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Michelle?
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah,
I don't get why I refuse to call him a she, because I don't think he's transgender at all. I think it was the gun for attention to the bit for the case. I think he actually tried it on attention. And I don't see how he was released when his psychiatrist made the statement he meant.
No, and it was actually 5 different psychiatrists that assessed her warning of real danger.
Listen, I know how hard it is from experience myself to get someone to check in this country, and it's extremely difficult. And it falls on the guards and the mental health team, and you can't actually technically blame it on them because it's coming from the government. When all new things that he brought in with GDPR and everything we changed, he actually screwed us over even more. And I've never hate of anybody being allowed threat to kill and walk around this country.
No, I have to say,
it's going to cause mass hatred in the country because of that.
And I have to say, and I'll mention it again, we obviously weren't standing outside Limerick Prison. You should listen to the entirety of that Paddy O'Gorman interview outside Limerick Prison.
It's scary.
It's actually scary.
Oh, I heard the whole interview. I heard the whole single interview. I got a copy of the whole interview of what he said. And what he said is mild in what's actually being posted on social media. You can clearly see by his mouth, the size of his mouth, that he's on medication. So he's on medication, and that medication could also cause him to kill.
The whole thing is, it beggars belief. And I hope, as a result of that interview that Paddy O'Gorman did outside the prison, I hope that something is actually done, that that this individual is taken back off our streets again, because this individual has made very clear threats with a microphone in front of him, and the fact that he's still walking around the streets really is quite shocking.
No, but you do know, Adrian, right, in this country, right, I've dealt with someone, right, in a psychosis, right, or deemed in a psychosis, and because they weren't enough in that psychosis, they couldn't section that person. Like, how does that make sense?
No,
when someone is in a psychosis, that you cannot section them until they become insane.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. It makes absolutely no sense.
You know, like, we're reading, there's two cases in the paper that's possibly going to come back that was mental health that caused a whole family wiped out in Lewitt, and now they're actually letting him out to walk the streets. And he's actually saying he's going to kill.
And that is the real risk, a real worry. That I mean,
yes, if you were the mother of Barbie Kardashian, you would be feeling. Now, he said in the interview,
he doesn't know where they are.
He doesn't know where the mother is. I would be terrified if I was.
Yeah,
the mother.
But what if he sees someone that's like his mother?
Yep.
That's similar to her. He's going to attack. Like, you know, and the whole of the country is looking at it on social media. I'm telling you, if he attacks, if they think the riots were bad in town the last time, the whole city will erupt.
I don't think,
to be honest,
from watching the interviews, Michelle, I think this Barbie Kardashian character is in a world of their own and wouldn't even know that the whole of Ireland now. Well, not everybody knew. When we put the topic up on our Facebook page earlier, lots of people were saying, I've never heard of this individual. I hadn't heard of Barbie Kardashian until 24 hours ago either.
Had you not?
No.
Yeah, no, I had, but I heard of him under his real name. You know, before he'd done the sex change, I followed the case.
Yeah, this all came to prominence over this individual identifying as transgender. And I remember the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar being asked about.
He has a conviction. He targeted the eyelids off a social worker. And I'd be the first to tell you that Tusla is a failure in this country, but he didn't fail him. He had 9 foster placements. So he's a danger since he was a child. Like, it's a known fact, he's a danger, and he's attacked his own mother. That's why he was removed from our care. If you look into the case further enough, he was removed as far as I know. Now, because I don't believe everything you see on social media. As far as I know, that he's a danger, he's deemed a danger since he was a minor, through Tusla, and that's why he was removed from his mother's care. Because he attacked his own mother in a refuge.
And it was the vicious and violent threats that he made against his mother that's what ended him up in prison back in 2020. All right, stay there for a second. You've got your hands full there. 0858252626 is our number. Eddie wants to get involved in this.
Hey, lads. First time I've actually ever heard of this Barbie Kardashian. But I think people are going to get caught up on the fact that she is a fucking trans. That's irrespective of the fucking thing we're debating. The fact is, this person has threatened to fucking kill people, her parents, and the governor of a prison. Like, that's the main thing. That's why you should be fucking back up before the courts. And to let her free is just madness. Well, I don't have a TV license, I'll be fucking hauled up before them. If someone threatens to kill somebody, and they walk free, very strange.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Margot, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Margot?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thanks, Margot. What did you want to say on this?
Well, more or less what that last chap said. My God, almighty. What I can't understand is, like, it costs money to do what that chap, that team, I don't know what to call it, to do what he'd done to himself. Like, you know what I mean? He had to pay money to get that done. I'd love to know who his surgeon was, of course. But, like, why in the name of God would they let someone like that out on our streets as if we haven't enough?
And as I said earlier on, my understanding is that this particular person was very good at playing the system, taking all the counselling that was offered, and even though psychiatrists warned that there is a very, very real risk because of the complete lack of remorse, there is a very grave risk that this individual could reoffend and actually follow through on the threats that he has made. It beggars belief that he's on the streets.
I'm just gobsmacked. I mean, like that chap said, you have to have a TV license. You're dragged to court, dragged through the whole system. And still, they let this thing out on the streets. He hasn't a mind. He shouldn't be, regardless of what he said, just as the look of him would be enough to say, that needs mental help. It should be. I can't even call it a he. It's an it to me because it's so deranged. So deranged. And like, what's to stop him from killing people? He's after threatening the governor of the prison. Is that not enough to get him in?
Well, I'll be honest with you, I would have thought that clip alone, where he said, I'm not a threat to the general public, but I am a threat to the governor of Mountjoy and my mother and father, and he actually names them, I would have thought that is sufficient to be rearrested immediately.
Why wasn't he pulled up? Exactly. Why wasn't he pulled up? But there again, it's like everything. We're left, the general public, are all these absolute misfits and degenerates are let in on our streets to plunder and murder and rape our women.
Okay,
and children.
Relax there, Margaret, because the vast majority of people who have come into this country are decent people who wouldn't harm a fly, okay?
They are.
This individual has been in Ireland for quite a long time.
Yeah, well, you see, it just goes to show he shouldn't have been in Ireland. Like, that didn't come from nowhere. He didn't get to this stage not being what he is today. That's all warped and sick and twisted. That is. And that's all that seems to be roaming the streets. Like, they're all twisted.
Again, Margot, relax
not
there.
Not everybody is like Barbie Kardashian.
We happen to see some stories of individuals
And what about that thing that has 40 million main different personalities and they can't find out where he's from? Like, I mean, that's the kind of twistedness that's walking our street.
And again, I'm not arguing any of these points. I'm merely trying to say that the vast majority of people who've come into this country are decent
and
people.
And they are more than welcome. They are more than welcome. And we wouldn't have the hospital service
exactly,
we didn't have a lot of
What should be done with Barbie Kardashian?
Barbie, I tell you now, I can't say on air what I'd like to do to Barbie Kardashian.
Okay, like, not what do you want to do? What should the authorities do?
Well, I tell you, he should be taken off the street immediately and put into a mental institution and throw away the key, because he's not fit for anybody. He's not fit to be around anybody. He's not even fit to own that dog. Where that poor dog,
that wasn't his dog.
That's Paddy
O'Gorman's dog. That was the guy who did the interview.
That's okay. That's great. Great. Yeah. Thank God for that.
The dog is okay. We're okay with the dog.
Well, all right, Margot, thanks very much indeed for your call.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Lovely to talk to you. And we'll squeeze in.
First time you've ever spoken to Margot.
Absolutely, yeah.
Is that Margot Robbie?
I wouldn't think so. Didn't sound like Margot Robbie to me now, if I'm to be honest. A few more messages to squeeze in on this. This is Trevor.
Sorry, boys. Trevor here. Yes, yeah, that'd be coming up for today. I'm not even going to call that Barbie, whatever the hell its name is, or his, or I don't know. As I've seen that you're supposed to, that person is Brazilian. So, yeah, the words "I'm going to murder people" has come out of that person's mouth. So that person should be kicked out of the country. Is a threat to anybody, really, because if the person does go off on a spare one, then where the fuck are we taking the risk of that? We have enough shit problems in this country. No, fuck that, boys. And I'm telling you now, if anything like that happened again, I imagine we'll have the riots like we did in our country when that other stabbing happened. So, lads, this one needs to be shown the door and not let it back anywhere near this country. I believe that person, we have to say that person, threatened the warden of the prison. That person threatened their own family. So, like, what the fuck? Like, how did I even get released? Shout out to Dar, all the best. Good luck. Goodbye. Let the Brazilian authorities deal with it.
All right, Trevor, thank you. And Jonathan.
Good afternoon, boys. I hope you have a good show. Look, it's pretty clear, isn't it? Of course, this individual should be deported out of this country. He, she, they, them, it, whatever it is clearly a danger to society. As much as said so from the steps of the prison. Screaming is like music to my ears. What kind of statement is that to me? Showed no remorse for the point he was in prison for, so hasn't served our sentence properly. Multiple reports of incidents within the prison and this individual. And allowed out to roam among us. And then you wonder why we're upset with the people that run this country and the people that are allowing into this country. Because it's nonsense like this. These people that are allowing in knife happy bleeding maniacs coming in here, unleashed on the Irish public. And what did we do? Nothing. We said, welcome, come on in. What can we do for you? We'll give you everything. And these people just won't say thank you and be appreciated. Anybody that commits a crime in this country, from outside this country, should be deported immediately. And we have to start deporting more and more of them and ramp up the deportation process. But this is getting out of hand now. And I see civil unrest not too far away in this country if this continues. You know, it's absolutely crazy, boys. And yeah, it should be deported immediately. Cheers, have a good show.
All right, Jonathan, thanks very much indeed. And thank you, all of you, for getting involved in this latest Opinions Matter podcast. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the bell icon on Spotify and share it onto your own social media. And that way others can get involved in Opinions Matter. I'm Adrian. He's Jeremy. Thank you for listening. We'll catch you on the next one.